that to attempt to keep on with the old system is to heap disaster upon disaster for mankind, and perhaps to destroy our race altogether. The remaining interest of this book now is the sustained validity of this thesis and the discussion of the possible ending of the war on the Earth. I have supposed a sort of epidemic of sanity to break out among the rulers of states and the leaders of mankind. I have represented the native common sense of the French mind and of the English mind, for manifestly King Egbert is meant to be God's Englishman, leading mankind towards a bold and resolute effort of salvage and reconstruction, instead of which, as the school book footnote says, compare today's newspaper. Instead of a frank and honourable gathering of leading men, Englishmen meeting German and Frenchmen Russian, brothers in their offences and in their disaster, upon the hills of Brissago, held in Geneva, at the other end of Switzerland, a poor little league of allied nations, excluding the United States, Russia, and most of the subject peoples of the world, meeting obscurely amidst a worldwide disregard to make impotent gestures at the leading problems of the debacle.